This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good morning. Just a few clouds now. Fair skies, 71 degrees. It'll be sunny today. We're going to get to the low 90s by later this afternoon. Our top story.
At first, they didn't know what the delay was about.
We weren't sure we were even going to make it down here, so everybody was just sitting there waiting patiently.
Or maybe not as patiently as those hours wear on.
Yeah, it really can be tough, especially in Burbank, California right now. As we enter day 7 of the partial government shutdown, many federal employees have worked a full week without pay, including air traffic controllers.
Now there's been an uptick in controllers calling in sick. And in fact, there are currently no controllers at California's Hollywood Burbank Airport.
Governor Gavin Newsom and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy have exchanged some words, with Governor Gavin Newsom saying, quote, thanks at real Donald Trump, Burbank Airport has zero air traffic controllers because of your government shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy saying, quote, newsflash, your Democrat friends shut down the government because they want to make Americans pay the health care for illegals. That's kind of where we're at on the political front.
Transportation reporter Sarah Ploss goes on to say there was word last night that controllers might return to work today due to an overnight curfew at Hollywood Burbank. No flights are scheduled there until 9 o'clock our time, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Meanwhile, KRLD's Russell Scott, he's one of those wondering if the controller sick outs might be spreading. He's been looking at the situation at Love Field in Dallas. Russell, what are you finding?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a busy airport at Love Field this morning, but no signs of any problems here. TSA remains on the job. Flight controllers are still working and very few delays. Spoke with several travelers, asked them if they're worried about a sick out like they experienced in Burbank yesterday, and they told me,
I hope we're not going to have any troubles, but thankfully we're not going to California.
Are you worried about any of that?
I am, because I have two more trips coming up this month, and one is to Denver, and I heard there were big delays in Denver. Heard that this morning. So.
Any concerns here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
If it's DFW, definitely. Here, I'm not as worried, but still concerns me for sure.
A couple of others, one from each political side, told me they just hope this whole government shutdown is ending sooner than later. Live at Love Field, Russell Scott.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. DAR police say no one is in custody following Sunday's deadly shooting on a train near the Pearl Arts District station in downtown Dallas. The clarification comes after an earlier statement mistakenly indicating that an arrest had been made. DART Police Chief Charles Cato.
We're pursuing all those leads. We had some three other people on the train. We got witness statements from them, and we're following up on them.
It's the second deadly shooting on a DART train in less than a week. Just 6 days earlier, 52-year-old Daniel Gormley was shot and killed near the Market Center station.
Parents of kids at Coppell Elementary School Live to fight another day as the school board delays a vote on closing the campus.
Center Elementary's been on the bubble for budgetary reasons, blamed on declining enrollment, but a lot of parents have their doubts about the numbers.
Please request accurate current data so that you can make an informed decision, not a rushed one.
In the end, the school board agreed to wait, to listen more and answer more questions, in the words of school board president David Cavanaugh. But Cavanaugh and district administrators say one number that's hard to fight against is a budget shortfall of $8.5 million. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police across Texas are hoping to make better connections with neighbors during tonight's National Night Out.
Sergeant Vince Pewitt with Arlington Police says the goal is for neighbors to meet neighbors and for everyone to be in better communication with their local police patrols.
We have to start from the foundation and to make sure that we are communicating with our neighbors and let people know about, you know what, if you see something, say something.
About 200 parties are planned in the city of Arlington alone. That's up by 40 from last year. Hewitt also says it's an opportunity for those not very active in their community to come out and get involved. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
A day after Dallas Area Rapid Transit said they had a suspect in custody in Sunday night's fatal shooting on board a DART train. The DART chief of police says now they don't. So there's a killer on the loose around, you know, downtown Dallas and the DART rail system. The Mavericks blow out the Thunder 106-89 at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth Monday night. Yeah, it's preseason play, but a win's a win, right? It's day 7 of the government shutdown. Air traffic controllers haven't seen a paycheck since it started. The union says it's leading to fatigue and fewer staff on duty. They're wondering how they're going to be able to pay their mortgage and their car notes.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Man, am I glad you're joining us. Got a beautiful sunrise on tap. It's going to be a gorgeous day today. Sunny, low 90s. Right now we're at 71 degrees. As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Instead of pleading insanity, a man says he is guilty of killing a 4-year-old Dallas boy. It happened back in 2021. 4-year-old Cash Guerin was sleeping in his crib when he was kidnapped and stabbed to death. His body was found about 8 blocks from his home in southwest Dallas. Police say it was 22-year-old Darian Brown who did it and even had security footage showing the kidnapping. Brown's defense team says he had recently been released from a mental health facility and was in a trance-like state at the time of the murder. As jury selection was about to begin, Brown pleaded guilty to a murder charge. Cash Guerin's mom spoke to Brown during victim impact statements.
There are no words to describe the pain that you have brought onto our family. I hate you with every part of my being. You murdered our little boy, stabbing him over and over again, and left him lying on the street like he was garbage.
Brown was immediately sentenced to life in prison, but does have the possibility of parole.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
The owner of the New York Stock Exchange is betting on betting. It's official. The Intercontinental Exchange is investing as much as $2 billion on betting platform Polymarket. The company lets people wager on the outcome of real-world events such as elections or sports. Another day, another artificial intelligence deal. IBM announcing a plan to integrate Anthropic's artificial intelligence technologies into its software solutions. Shares of IBM popping higher. Overall, stocks are trying to figure out direction this morning. S&P and Dow futures are little changed. The S&P 500 hit another record high yesterday. And Ford faces months of disruptions to its business after a major fire last month in an aluminum plant in upstate New York. The automaker is the biggest customer of the factory. According to the Wall Street Journal, a significant portion of the facility will be out of action until early next year. Ford's F-Series relies on aluminum from that factory. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
On news this morning that the FBI and certain members of the Biden administration spied on the Trump administration. President Trump just moments ago on Truth Social writes, deranged Jack Smith got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. A real sleazebag. That from our president at 7:26.
The Mavs opened the NBA preseason with a 106-89 win over Oklahoma City last night. Not only the preseason debut for number one draft pick Cooper Flagg, but the game was also played at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth.
I love the support that Fort Worth has given us. I think it was a sellout tonight. And so for that type of turnout for a preseason game is great.
That's head coach Jason Kidd. He was a player the last time the Mavs played in Fort Worth about 30 years ago. Billy Gillespie has been reinstated as Tarleton State men's basketball coach. Vice President for Athletics Steve Urias says the Texas A&M system concluded its conduct review into an anonymous complaint. In a statement, Urias thanked the system for moving swiftly and said the university looks forward to tipping off the new season.
5 games in, the Cowboys are one of the NFL's most explosive teams. Dak Prescott is on target, connecting on 71% of his throws for more than 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. But who's calling all these great plays? Well, you know, it's head coach Brian Schottenheimer, of course.
Kids were laughing the other day. They were like, you know, Dad, how'd you do? And I was like, you know, 6'7", 6'7", whatever that thing means. And they're like, you know about that? I'm like, yeah, I'm 51. I'm not 90. But no, man, listen, you know me. I just I call to try to get guys involved, but the players are the ones that make the magic happen. And the staff's done a great job of getting our guys prepared to go with whatever we dial.
Dallas averages 30 points a game and ranks first in total offense, gaining 406 yards per outing. The Cowboys go to Carolina on Sunday.
Your news continues for the Low T Center, reinventing men's health care. To help combat the current nursing shortage around the country, Dallas College now offering a more affordable degree program to increase the workforce.
$99 per semester hour. That's what it will cost for the new 4-year dual bachelor's and master's of science in nursing degree at Dallas College. Now, you will need to live in Dallas County to get that price, but as of now, the program is open to current Dallas College nursing students or those with an associate's degree. Dallas College says they're using a $2.5 million federal grant to make this all possible. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I feel like if Shoddy's doing the 6'7 thing, then it's an outdated reference. I think it's jump the shark, if you will, which is another cultural reference, pop culture reference.
Yeah, let me look that up real quick.
From yesteryear, man.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.